Welcome to Spiritual House, a small community-based neighborhood church with a mega church outreach. We believe that if we get our spiritual house set in order through Yeshua, popularly known as Jesus Christ, we will be able to make our home on earth as it is in heaven.
Unto the Lord, I believe that. I'm not going to allow the enemy to take that from me. For God is with me. Amen. He's my everything. Amen. And I love the Lord today. Amen. I praise him today. Hallelujah. I'm going to the 13th chapter of the book of Jeremiah. Amen. Y'all know Jeremiah was one of the prophet of the Most High God. Amen. And I thank God for Jeremiah. So I'm just going to thank you, darling. Read and study. We're going to go into the book of Jeremiah this morning. Amen. The 13th chapter. Amen. And we're going to see what the Lord has for us in this book this morning. Yes, people of God, I'm so full today with a lot of stuff. Hallelujah. And you know, I feel like, you know, a lot of times things are new. Come on. But God don't want us to forget where we come from.
Yes,
amen. We come from a place of praise. We come from a place of worship. We come from a place of giving God's glory and honor in the name of Jesus. And I praise the Lord today. Spiritual House, declare this with me, affirm this with me. We shall live,
we shall live
and not die.
And not die.
Say it again. We shall live,
we shall live
and not die.
And not die.
One more time for the Holy Spirit. We shall live,
we shall live
and not die.
And not die.
And we shall,
we shall
declare,
declare
the works of the Lord.
The works of the Lord.
That's the purpose.
Hallelujah.
We shall declare the works of the Lord, and we shall live. You got that right. And not die.
Amen, Apostle. Amen.
The Lord, Jeremiah 13th chapter, in that chapter, amen, the Lord told Jeremiah, he says, go, get you a linen girdle. And he says, put it upon your loins and don't put no water on it. So Jeremiah answered and he says, so I went. Whatever the Lord told me to do, that is what I did. He said, so I went and I got a girdle according to the word of the Lord. And he said, I put the girdle on my loins, my hip, all of this part. He says, and the Lord, the word of the Lord came unto me. Amen. The second time. Amen. And the word of the Lord came unto me saying, he says, take the girdle. The first time he told him, he said, go and get you a girdle.
Uh-huh.
And he told him, amen, to put it on your loins. And he told him, don't put no water on it. He didn't want no water on it. Little Chan suffering that little group back there. Oh, amen. That's all right. Amen. Young men, y'all going to be all right with me today. Come on, give me a praise. Clap your hands. That's it. Just get with me. Hallelujah. Amen. And I won't be before you long, I promise. So the second time the Lord sent a word to Jeremiah, telling Jeremiah, he said, I want you to go, I want you to take the girdle that you have gotten. And the girdle which is up on your loins. And I want you to get up and I want you to go to Euphrates. He said, and I want you to hide the girdle in a hole of the rock. Jeremiah, so I went, he says, and he said, and I hid the girdle by the Euphrates as the Lord commanded me. I want to say this right there, right here. If we do what the Lord commands that we do,
yes, Lord. Yes.
Go not going to do what he said he's going to do. So he told Jeremiah twice. Because see, there was a message in the girdle. Put it on. Let it hold. Come on now. Amen. Then he come to him a second time. He said, now I don't want no water on it, so don't let it get wet. I don't even want you sweating it. And the second time he told him the same thing. Get your girdle and put it on. Amen. And he told him, he said, hide the girdle in the rock. So he went to the, and he hid the girdle by the Euphrates. Y'all know that's the river going through Jerusalem. And he did as God told him to do. Say with me, Lord,
Lord,
I pray that I have done, y'all may with me, everything that you command that I do. And if not, Lord,
forgive me.
Because we got to obey God for the works of God, amen, to be performed in our lives and around us. Amen. So, guess what? Came to pass, after many days, the Lord said to Jeremiah again. See, I feel like this. If God speak once, he'll speak again.
Yes, he will.
He gonna let you know, and he gonna let you understand what he's saying to you for you to do. So this says that he came to Jeremiah after many days. And he told Jeremiah, he said, now get up, go to the Euphrates. Go to the river. And I want you to take the girdle from there, which I command you to hide there. Then he says, Jeremiah said, I went to the Euphrates and I digged and I took the girdle from the place where I had hid it. And look, the girdle was marred, stained, dirty. Amen. And it was profitable for nothing. Do y'all get that? This brand new girdle, you done went and bought a new girdle. You done put it on. You done went to the Euphrates as the Spirit of the Lord told you to do. You done hid the girdle or kept the girdle. Then the second time he told you to do, you did what he told you to do. And this time, amen, he told you to hide the girdle in a rock. Amen. So he did those things that God told him to do. Now, a long time after he hid the girdle in the rock, after many days, God, he got up and he told Jeremiah, he said, Jeremiah, arise, go to the Euphrates, take the girdle from there, which I command you to hide there. So Jeremiah said, when I went to the Euphrates, when I went to the river, and did, and I took the girdle from the place where I hid the girdle. He says, look, the girdle was what? Marred. It was dirty, stained. It was profitable for nothing. We don't want to go and hide and get involved in stuff and become stained and marred and ain't profitable for anything. But we want to live as the songwriter says, so God can use us anytime, any place, and anywhere. God had to get Judah attention. And one thing about God, when he wants to get your attention, yes, he will send you a prophet. And yes, we must obey and listen to the prophet. But when he got that girdle out of that rock at the Euphrates River, Ezekiel said the girdle was profitable for nothing. Then the word of the Lord came to him. God told him, he said, listen, after this manner, I will mar, listen, after this manner, I will mar the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. I'm going to stay just like that girl of the stain. I'm going to mar it. The pride, not the whole tribe, but but the pride. Amen. And he says, amen. And those that are a great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people, God called them, which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their heart, and walk after other gods to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good, what?
For nothing.
Say, Lord,
Lord,
I don't want to be good for nothing. I want you to use me, Lord, in your service. Amen. Now, let me tell you something. As the girdle cleaveth to the loins of a man, so have I caused to cleave unto me the whole house of Israel. Y'all get that? A girdle hold you, don't it?
Yeah.
It cleaves to you tight. Am I right? So God told Jeremiah, he said, just like this girdle has cleaved to you and held to you, he said, so I shall cleave with the house. He said, I cause to cleave unto me the house of Israel and the whole house of Judah. So the Lord said that they might be unto me for a people and for a name and for a praise and for a glory, but they shall not hear, or they will not hear. They would not what?
Hear.
Let me tell you something. I've been going through, things been coming up. Let me put it that way. Things been somewhat coming up in my life that I detest or I don't understand. Let me put it that way. See, a lot of times we fight what we don't understand. But then once we learn to understand, come on, then we don't fight so hard, because now we what? Understand. And I will say this to you. Amen. I thank God for who he is, what he is, and what he's been and going to be in our lives. Even here on this corner of Savannah, Georgia, 1931 East 51st Street, I thank the Lord for every trial, for every mountain that he kept brought me through, however that song goes. I give him praise. I spoke to my firstborn, and for some reason, amen, he's very angry with me, and he's very angry with maybe the whole church. But I'm listening. And sometimes we ought to listen, and then sometimes we must not listen. But yesterday, my baby grand called me and said, Mama, what you going to talk about tomorrow? I said, well, Chance, I'm sitting here with these babies and da-da-da-da-da. Let me get with my word. Let me get with the word of God, and I will call you back. Now, y'all might not understand this, because I don't understand everything. But when I got my Bible, and that's where it fell in, because Mother Warren and the old mothers, they used to tell us, just get up and get your Bible. And just open your Bible. And wherever it falls, let your eyes fall. And God is, there is something the Lord is speaking to you through his word. I take that and I practice that. So when I read what the word of God was saying, first I didn't understand what and what. But then it come to me, amen. I was called some of everything the other night. I was called some of everything. Your pride, your this, your that, your da, a da. I was degraded. I was stripped naked. You understand what I'm saying? But that's all right. Why I'm saying it's all right? Because if it's God, he'll send a confirmation. If I'm proud, God will let me know I'm proud. If I'm arrogant, God will let me know I'm arrogant. And when God speaks to you, let us not deny what God is saying, because you don't know you the way God knows you.
That's right.
So So when I read the chapter, it provoked me to check me out. That's what the Bible's supposed to do. The Word of God, you're supposed to examine yourself through the Word of God. Amen. I'm not concerned about what you do or what you said, because God has got that. That's you and God. My concern is my heart. Is my heart right? I want to see Jesus. I want to meet him face to face. So when I got through reading and studying, because it talks about also the, it's another parable that Jeremiah gives. And God was sending Israel these parables for them to examine themselves and to look at themselves and to check themselves out. Amen. And I really do believe the Father, Father, in the Jesus name. Lord, your will be done. Speak your word, because we are a people of God that are not just looking just to be dancing and shouting and talking and treating people any kind of way and don't have the Lord God in us. We want to be saved. We want to be sanctified. That means what? Set aside. Come on. For the master's use. That's what we're working for. We working, amen, for a crown. And when my crown has been denounced and I'm not going to get a crown, I need to check me out. I don't care how old I am. I don't care how long I've been doing what I do. Lord, help me. Because we've been doing it, we've been working, and we've been seeking, and we've been searching. And I'm going to be honest with you, if you've never been there, your children are the only ones that can hurt you worse than anybody in the world. They will say things with you, to you, that nobody else in the world will say. Amen. So, again, now I got a call yesterday. And the call yesterday was, they know they went too far. But I left that up to them and the Lord. They called me. I know I did this and I know I did that. And I said, and I said, and I want you to know, I'm sorry, you know. But listen, I gave it to the Lord when I hung up the phone. Because see, God don't want us to worry about everything. Turn things into his hands and he will fix it for you. So in other words, why this relate to you, apostle? Because I read the word of God. The word of God said, as the girdle clinging to the loins of Jeremiah, okay, I have cause to cling, it Judah to cling unto me, and the house of, Judah and the house of Jacob to cling unto me, saith the Lord, that they may be what? My people. I should be cleaving unto God. Because that's why he saved us then. That's why he saved us now. So we can cleave unto him. So we can make a difference in this world. So we can save those that are not saved. So we can deliver those that are not delivered. He said, I did it that they might be my people. For my name, for a name, and for a prayer. Spiritual house of the Lord. Apostle Estella Green Hudson, God sent me here, and I really do believe we shall stand.
Amen.
And not fall.
Yes.
Now, this message may be giving us a renewing, waking us up, restarting us over again, clinging back unto the Lord. Because of so many and so much stuff has come up, not in here, but in the world. Not in here, but in Savannah. I mean, from the pandemic, until the pandemic, and then now the post-pandemic. Now it's the presidential election. We are going through, but God, Lord, I love you today. Preach to me. I have ordained you, Stella, that you cling to me.
Yes, Lord.
Regardless to what you hear, let no man deceive you. God is not mocked. I have chosen you that you cling to me for a praise. That's what I want God to get out of me. Not from my children, because I never probably will get one from them. Amen. But somebody out there, they giving up. God wants me to be praised. He wants you to be praised. He wants you to be praised. That's why he cleaned you to him, that people may see you, your good works. And then they're going to what? Praise God for what you do. For a praise. Yes, for a glory. Beauty. Glory is beauty. For a glory. But they would not hear. We have to hear. Yes, we must hear the Lord to know that he prays. He called us as a people in his name, that he be praised, that he gets glory from us, and we shall live and not die. And regard, it doesn't matter who been here and who left. Sometimes, you know, the flesh, yeah, want to get weary. And the flesh may want to feel embarrassed because a lot come through. They didn't go out carrying the word of God. They went out doing other things that they should not have done. And the Lord God, he kept us until this day here. And I praise him. But I thank God also. He said, for this reason, you shall speak unto them with this word. Thus saith the Lord God. I'm just reading the word. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel. Every bottle shall be filled with wine. And they shall say unto you, do we not certainly know that every bottle shall be filled with wine? All of us should have the Spirit of the Most High God. Wine represents the Holy Spirit of God. And we must be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Now, Judah get the applications to Judah. So then, amen, Jeremiah says, that then shall they say unto them, thus saith the Lord, look, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings that sit upon David's throne, the priests and the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, I will fill them all with drunkenness. Amen. Okay, Lord, why are you going to fill people with drunkenness? He says, and I will dash them one against another, even the fathers and the sons together, saith the Lord. And I will not pity, nor spare, nor have mercy, but destroy them. And he's talking about who? Judah and Israel that refused to hear his word and refused to do what he says. Amen. So he say, you hear. Jeremiah, he says, you hear a warning to the pride, according to my Bible. You hear and you give ear. Now, when I read that, it just said, tell them that they should hear. It said, hear ye. So, Tina, they're talking to me. You hear. Amen. And the Lord shared it with me to bring it to you before I knew everything was in here. Because you are great people. In God, I'm talking about. You're seeking to live holy and seeking to do the will of the Lord. And that is what we shall do. Amen. So hear ye. Give ear. Listen. Don't be proud. For the Lord has spoken. Let us be humble. How about that?
Yes, Lord.
And don't say, I'm not proud. I ain't going to say, I'm not proud. Know what I'm going to say? Lord, if I'm proud, I don't know it. Help me. And if I'm proud, you know, Lord. I've been singing that song with my grandbaby, Butterbean, got up singing it with me this morning. You know, Lord, whether I'm right. You know, Lord, whether I'm wrong. Pastor gave me a minute song.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, Lord, whether I'm right or wrong. Didn't that song say, search me. Come on now. Search me, Lord. Come on. Search me. Search me, Lord. Because you know whether I'm right. You know whether I'm wrong. So I ain't going to try to justify myself, because sometimes that's why we don't never change. We don't never get better, because we feel like that ain't none of me. I ain't pride. Lord, search me.
Yes, Lord.
And if pride, because the Bible says this, 16 God hates. 7 is an abomination unto the Lord. The first thing that writer began to explain that God hate was the spirit of pride. So my thing is, okay, Lord, operate on me. My mental state. Take away pride. We are in the month of renunciation.
Yes,
I renounce pride.
Yes, Lord.
Pride does not dwell in me. Not after today or even yesterday. Because I denounce pride. I renounce pride. I eliminate the spirit of pride out of me. And I invite humility. Oh God. Within me. Because humility is the way. Pride is the way to destruction, God. Humility is the way to peace. And that's what we want. So again, give glory to God. Amen. Give glory to your God before he calls darkness, before your feet stumble upon the dark mountain. And while you look for light, he turned it into a shadow of darkness or of death. And make it gross darkness. But I humble myself. The Bible says if you repent, God forgives.
Yes.
If you confess, God take your sins, throw them in the sea of forgetfulness to remember them no more. We want God to be real in us.
Yes, Lord.
We want God to be alive in us. I would have never left a church that was supposed to have been organized. Congregation of people stepped out by faith, believing that God ordained that I minister to people and give people life. And people of God, the Lord through the vessel of clay has done that. And I do know that. I do know that people has been freed because of the ministry, not because of who I am, but because of who God is and who they are, and allowed themselves to be in God. And he made them free. And then that Bible say, he that God makes free is what?
Free indeed.
Free indeed. You really show not free. So I humble myself before the Lord today. I humble myself in humility before the Lord today. Before you, the people of God today. In the name of Jesus. And I pray and I cry out to the Lord. Lord, let your will be done. But Jeremiah told the children of Israel, he say, if you will not hear it, you shall weep in secret places for your pride. I don't want to be weeping in secret places. Don't nobody know I'm crying and I'm just weeping because of my pride. And I'm so afraid and ashamed for anybody to know that I'm weeping. Amen. Somebody say, I'm free today, the Lord. I receive it. I declare it in the name of Jesus. So the prophet says, My eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. So, say unto the king, God told Jeremiah, king and to the queen. See, God is calling not only Spiritual House, to be honest with you. This is a nation. This is a nation of people. And it's just not about me. Let us not get, what I want to say, focus on the wrong thing. It's not about one person. This was about a whole nation of people that God was speaking to Jeremiah to go to. And he said, say to the king and say to the queen, tell the king and the queen, humble yourselves. Sit down. For your principalities shall come down, even the crown of your glory. So humble yourself, Mr. King. Humble yourself, Ms. Queen. I can say the President of the United States. But my Lord, I don't have the power that Trump and them folk got. But if you don't humble yourself, you're going to seek and you not search and seek, but evil shall befall you. Amen. So, Tina worried about the children. The cities of the south shall be shut up. Y'all hear this? The cities of the south. Now, when y'all start seeing these things, amen, God gonna put Jeremiah 13 on some of y'all minds. Just go back and reread it. Because the Lord is speaking to his people through the prophet Jeremiah. The cities of the south shall shut up, and none shall open them. Judah shall be carried away captive, all of it, and it shall be wholly, completely carried away captive. So Jeremiah told the children, he said, lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Stella, lift up your eyes. Spiritual, lift up your eyes. Amen. And see them that come from the north. The one that come from the north is where the flock that was given us or thee may beautify thy beautiful flock. Thy beautiful. Let me read that. Lift up your eyes and behold them that come from the north. The north, where is the flock that was given thee? That beautiful flock? That was a question. What will they say when they shall punish thee? You that has taught them to be captains and as chiefs over thee, shall not sorrows take thee as a woman in travail? And if you say in your heart, wherefore cometh these things unto me? Or why are these things coming unto me? For the greatness of thine iniquity are thy skirts discovered and thy heels made bare. Can Ethiopia, black folk, that's what that meant. Can Ethiopia change their skin? No. We can't change our skin, black America. Ain't nothing we can do about that, right? Can Ethiopia change their skin? Can a leopard change his spots? All right, then may we also do good. Let us do good. That are accustomed to do evil. That we've been doing wrong, let us change our mind and start doing good. Amen. Therefore, for this reason, God says, I scatter them as the stubble that passes away by the wind of the wilderness. He said, this is thy lot. This is the portion of thy measures from me, saith the Lord. Because thou hast forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. Now, this is a warning. And it's a, somebody else going to preach this today. You watch what I say. Because it's not just for this house. This for the kingdom. We don't, let us not get arrogant. Pride. Know so much. Come on. We can't call on the name of the Lord. We can't get on our face and pray. We can't cry and lament before God. We too good for all of that. Help me, Heavenly Father. God says this is going to be because you have forgotten me and you trust in falsehood. for this reason, I will discover your skirts upon your face, that your shame may appear. I have seen that adulteries, meaning you going after a lot of gods, worshiping all of these things. I've seen that, that's what I try to tell people, be very careful. Seek the face of the Lord. I feel what God has for me is in the Holy Scriptures. I really do. Now, if I read, like we do in that prayer, the promises, prayer promises, that feeds my spirit, man. Because that's telling me, and I know what to take, and I know what to spit out. Eat the meat, spit out the bone. That's what the elders told us, right? When we study, when we gaining knowledge, just eat the meat and get rid of the bone. Throw the bone away. There's some good in everything. Come on now. Amen. And thy neighboring, the lewdness of thy whoredom, and thy abominations on the hills, in the fields. Woe to you, O Jerusalem. That's peace. Jerusalem is peace. And he's talking to his people. Woe to you, O Jerusalem. Will you not make clean? When shall it once be? You can't get like it used to be. Tina, we got to get like we used to be. Amen. I hope you understand what I mean. See, we used to be on fire for God. Now we don't praise him like we used to praise him. We don't seek his face like we used to seek his face. Chan said something early. It's kind of, Lord, deliver me. It's kind of ironic. We can get up 4 o'clock in the morning and be to the gym and do all of these other things for our physical body, but we can't get up at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock to be to the household of God for church on Sunday. All right. Something wrong with that.
Yes,
amen. And then when things start coming our way and slapping us down, we just start crying like we ain't done nothing wrong. You were wrong to ignore God. You're wrong to get up. You can get to your job, but you can't get to the house of God. Come on. We can work the works of the world, but we can't work the works of God. Amen. I want the Lord to allow us to rise again. I was singing this song because a little angel really got really, really rough. And I said, go ahead. Mark my name, my love for you is still the same. Go ahead. How'd that song go? Say it isn't me. How'd it go? Because the song say, because I'm going to rise again. People, how we know we're going to rise again if we walk out the church and don't come back? Ain't no power on earth gonna tie me down. Yes, I rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground. Listen, evil can't keep me down.
Yes, Lord.
Because I'm gonna rise again.
Yes, Lord.
Y'all hear what I'm saying? How can you say that you was ordained by God when things come up that come up to aggravate you? You run. You give it all up. That ain't the will. Tina, that's why I'm still here. Well, who are you trying to prove something to? First of all, I got to prove it to myself.
Amen.
Because sometimes I still feel like, Lord, I ain't got to be doing this. I thought about it the other day. I said, Lord, I go back to Montezuma. I don't have no relatives in Savannah. I go back to Montezuma. But what have it proven to me for me to walk out the door? Help me. I ain't no better than the rest of them that walked out. But if God called you to do a work, stand. Stand for holiness. Are y'all with me? Stand for righteousness. When everything and everybody come up against you, you stand. And then guess what? God didn't do nothing for Job, did he? Until Job just what? Stood. Mama said, wife said, man, Job, go on, curse God and die. Job said, lady, you sound like you're stupid. Amen. His friends come to see him. You had to do something wrong for you to be in this calamity that you're going through. But Job kept on standing.
Yes, Lord.
Let us stand.
Yes, Lord.
If our garments have been marred, and if our pride have eaten us up,
yep, Lord.
We are alive today.
Thank you, Father.
And we can rid ourselves of the evil world. Lord, forgive me. Wash me. Cleanse me with hyssop until I be made as white as snow. Create in me clean heart. Renew the right spirit in me. I'm going to do your will, Lord. Just give me the strength that I need. They have a song, I'll go through. Lord Jesus, I'll go through. Every day, every hour. Just let me feel your holy power. Give me power. Every hour. Lord, and I'll go through. Are you willing to go through today? Are you willing to suffer for the cause of Christ? Seek ye the Lord. Don't doubt yourself and your faith in God. Listen, Paul was teaching to a church, and Paul told this church. Paul says, if your sins don't condemn you, Paul said, neither do I. Because Paul knew that your conscience, God give you a conscience. And the Holy Spirit deal with us through our conscience. And if we wrong, our conscience will condemn us. It shows the error of our ways. And then if you're not sure, go ask somebody that you really have faith in, believe in, and trust in. And God will see you through. People, I'm through. I have nothing else to say. But Lord, help me to stand. Somebody sang the song, Lord, help me to hold out. You know that thing? Oh, Lord, help me to hold out. Oh, Lord. Help me to hold out until my chain is come. My ways may not be easy. You did not say that it would be. But when it gets hard, can't see my way. You told me to put my trust in thee. That's why I'm begging you, Lord. That's singing there, y'all. Help me. Help me to hold out. Listen. Just about to make it over, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me to hold out. Oh, Lord. Help me to hold out until my chain is come. I like that. Can I say that verse again? Listen. My ways may not be easy. You did not say that they will be. But when it gets hard, can't see my way. And you told me to put my trust in thee. That's why I'm believing you, Lord. Thank you, God. Help me to hold on. Just about to make it over, Lord. Oh, Lord. Help me to hold on. Hallelujah, Lord. Help me to hold on. Oh, until my change is come. Now they do that vamp. Whoa, Lord, help me to hold on. Lord, help me to hold on. Lord, help me to hold out. Lord, help me to hold out. I'm tired, but Lord, help me to hold out. Getting weak sometimes. Help me, Lord, help me to hold out. Lord, help me to hold out. Until my change has come. Hallelujah. I've given you what the Lord has given unto me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Father, we love you today. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, your love and your kindness. Father, we pray and we asking you, oh God, to wash us and purge us, cleanse us with hyssop. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever we've said or done wrong, things that we have omitted to do that we have not done, things that we did we didn't intend to do. Father, forgive us for all of our sins. In the name of Jesus, restore our joy. In Jesus' name, I thank you now.
At Spiritual House, we have our prayer at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday, Wednesday Bible study from 7 p.m. Eastern Time to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and we always have our Sunday worship at 11:45 a.m. right at 1931 East 51st Street in Savannah, Georgia. But 24/7, 365, you can hear it as if you was in the building right here on all of our podcasting platforms. You are a royal priesthood. So put on your royal clothing, and before you try to do anything with any houses, make sure that your spiritual house is in order. God bless.